Blog Talk Radio.
She say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. See me at the party, I'm chillin' in the cut. Thick as fuck, and she said she wanna chill. Well, baby, I'm tryna turn up. So many blunts on the table, I told her ask to burn one. Shotgun in the box, that gas. Shorty got a lot of ass. This is for the moment, but forever she think it'll last. Too focused up on our future while I'm focused on the cash. Wetter than a swimming pool, when I get in, I make a splash. Talking about relationships, that's not what she about to get. Let Shorty ride on the dick. She say I'm rude, well, call me Rick. Looking kinda mad and try to take a sip from my cup. I told her that I'm sorry, shorty, I'm just trying to turn up. She wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm trying to turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Chillin' in the club, and I'm sippin' on my Hennessy.
I got my
niggas tryna get in the VIP like they ask what some kin
don't even know.
All these niggas frauds, man, I swear they all my enemies. Talking behind my back, man, I swear they got bitch tendencies.
Oh my God.
Scrollin' through my Insta, and shorty looking kinda nice.
Yo.
Man, I slid up in them DMs, cause I'm tryna link tonight.
Oh, yeah?
She flipped me the Addy and told me that it's on sight.
Oh, yeah?
Once I get back to a crib, I swear I beat that box right.
Like, oh,
everything
my God.
Was going good, and then shorty just started tripping.
Wow.
Not paying her no mind from the Henny I've been sipping. Tried to cuddle when I thought I got a coat. She said, I thought you loved me. I thought I could never love a hoe. Cause say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want all the above, but baby, I wanna turn up. Say she wanna chill, but baby, I wanna turn up. Told me keep it real, well, shorty, just let me turn up. She tryna fall in love, but baby, I'm tryna turn up. She want
How many times?
right? Yes. And majority of them become assistant coaches or whatever the fuck, things of that nature. But the main coaching job, if you're having to lose a season, you're getting the fuck out of there, whether you're white, black, whatever fucking race. I literally just looked online to see the coaches, all the coaches currently in the NBA now. And the only coach who's very successful than all the other black coaches is fucking Doc Rivers. And even he still has not won his team into a championship, but he's gotten his team to the playoffs. He has one of the best winning records as a coach, not as just a black coach, as a coach. So why is it because now all of this BL Lives Matter shit now is, oh, well, you guys are racist. You shouldn't have hired Steve Nash as a coach. You should have gave it to a black coach. Okay, so if you hired a black coach and he does an ass fucking job, and he sucks, and he goes 2 or 3 seasons on the losing side of it, what the fuck you go say then? Nobody wants to see their team losing. Nobody. If you're a sports fan, nobody wants to see their team lose. I don't give a fuck what race you are. Nobody wants to see their team lose. I don't care if a coach is white or black. I really don't give a fuck who it is, but if you're a good coach, you're a good coach. I don't give a fuck if you're black or white. Everybody always has to make this shit so damn racial, and it's nerve-wracking, and it's sickening. You know what I'm saying? And right now, everybody's using the BLM, which ain't ours. They want to use this as an excuse for every fucking thing. And right now, that whole the sports world, that's a fucking excuse. I'm pretty sure if there's a black coach who probably applied for the job, he probably would have got it. Assuming that they're qualified. But why can't Brooklyn have Steve Nash? He's a fucking NBA champion. He's in the league for God knows how fucking long. His basketball IQ is through the roof, just like Steve Kerr, just like Jason Kidd. And guess what? Jason Kidd's black. And guess what? He's a head coach. And guess what? Jason Kidd has been winning. And guess what? His team made the playoffs, even though he just got bumped off, but he's in the playoffs. Guess what? Doc Rivers, black. Guess where his team is at right now? In the playoffs. Dwayne Casey, black. Guess where the team is at? Playoffs. So if you're fucking winning, you're going to remain a coach. If you're fucking losing, you'll get the fuck out of that. We all love Mark Jackson, but Mark Jackson couldn't really win like that. Yeah, he drafted. So I wouldn't even say he, because Mark Jackson was just a head coach, but he had a young staff. He had a young, you know, Montez on him, but they wasn't winning enough games for the organization to be like, all right, let's keep you around. So they fired his ass. Avery Johnson was the coach of plenty of teams back in the day. I think one that I can definitely remember was it's not hitting my head, but Avery Johnson, the good of a player that he was ass as a coach. And where was he? Where did he go after being the head coach? He's a fucking assistant coach. Trying to make a whole scene that there's not black, because there's a lot of black coaches, there's not main coaches. But when they were the main coach, the head coach, they were ass. Simple as that. Simple as that. That's all I gotta say about that shit, man. Just stop using this fucking Black Lives Matter as an excuse for any and every fucking thing out here, man. Y'all are getting ridiculous with it. You know what I'm saying? Still with the whole riot of looting and shit, y'all still preaching Black Lives Matter. If it mattered, you wouldn't be doing all that shit. Destroying shit don't help a goddamn thing. You gonna be the same motherfuckers cleaning up your same community. That's my opinion. Go ahead, keep messing up your own shit. Because they ain't doing nothing. The masses ain't doing shit but keep laughing at y'all. Because most of the time, that's what y'all doing, going in your own shit, fucking it up. Fucking it up so bad that everybody can't go outside and do half the shit that they wish they used to do. Sorry, y'all. But how you expect to want to get over past something if we keep going in reverse? If you don't want curfew and shit, put fucking shit up. Everybody was running around talking about, oh, martial law might, you know, take effect, blah, blah, blah. Well, if he quit fucking up shit, maybe it would. But anyway, another topic that I'm going to get into. The artist known as Ice JJ Fish. This is my very 100% unpopular opinion. Ice JJ Fish has a plethora of songs. He has a lot of albums now. He's got, you know, quite a few albums. Most recent one is the Jesus album. I don't know why the fuck he did that, but he did it. But for everybody to say that, oh, he sucks, or oh, this, that, and the third, or he's a clown, guess what? His music is on Apple Music. Guess what? People still putting money in his pocket. But fuck all that. My main point is he actually got some songs. Like, it's legit hitting. It's busting. Like, lyrically, it's busting. But I feel like if he was to actually use an actual singer to sing these songs, pretty sure Ice JJ would have a lot of fucking hits, bro. Like, I'm starting to think that he should ghostwrite the motherfucker. You know, there's some times where I be driving to work or at work and I just listen to silly shit. Ice JJ Fish came across. And I was listening to him like, man, low-key, this shit slap. You know what I'm saying? You know, low-key, it definitely slap because he was actually saying some shit. You know, singing wise. Like, well, he can't sing for shit, but if you put the right voice to it, what? Like, yo, he would be. I think he could be a songwriter and write people's songs. That's what I think. Shit, if you listening, if somehow you ever listen to OG Radio, you can write me a song, bro. I'll sing shit out of it. I'm going to take vocal lessons and all that. Rip it. But what I'm about to do, y'all, I'm about to get into some tracks, and then I'm going to hit y'all with another unpopular opinion that I got. And this is really, I have a whole lot of unpopular further ado. This is by one of OG Radio's finest, Ron B. with Beautiful Sexy.
Out loud, and it's packed club, and it's about to get wild. Model type chicks all around like clouds, taking off clothes like it's going out of style. Look up in the crowd, then I see her. Body language talking, we don't even need words. Driving on the curves like I'm running on E. About to dive in, I ain't talking about the beach, I'm a beast, huh?
Baby, tonight, baby, I'm yours. Your love gets me high, and we can just soar. Baby, I'm yours. Your love gets me high.
in the streets. Something else when we get up in the sheets. Real fine if you want to say the least. Shoot game killing tombstones in a reef. She never ceased to amaze. Body on point like I'm talking about a blade. She the type of woman you could marry in a day. Cutting other women off like you talking about a fade. I ain't never in the fade, I just want to feel love. Like I'm in a maze that I can't leave from. Missing those days where we used to have fun. Girl like you, we can leave on the run. Yeah, smooth. In the bedroom, no rules. And I ain't trying to be rude. I can tell by your mood, all them clothes get removed, right?
Beautiful, sexy. Beautiful, sexy. Beautiful, sexy. Your body pressing against me. Beautiful, sexy. Beautiful, sexy. Beautiful, sexy. Your body pressing against me.
You know I came ready, it's on me. My gang move like we the army. And my family's depending on me. So you can never take my life away. And I got what I need to survive. From 2-2-3 go da 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 da. Please don't hang if you're not down to ride. Nigga, I would take your life away.
I just hopped up in this shit and I'm the hardest in this bitch. And I try to be so humble but it's hard cause I'm the shit. And they ask me why I do it cause I gotta represent. Putting on for my niggas, gotta pay my mama rent. I keep the strap alive, I be on my dolo G. I don't cap a lot, but I rock the polo G. On the fucking top, put my fan before me. Shawty know we hot, wanna be in D4G. I'm like, here we go, man, I got the cheat code. Last nigga pulled up, got this shit repo. My diamonds, they be cold, I'm not in the street, no. A nigga just move different, I stay up in beast mode. I gotta stop her, I gotta watch her, yeah. I play the blocker, I keep a shocker, yeah. I see it, I fuck, go block a blocker, yeah. We see it, I fuck, go block a blocker, yeah, yeah.
You know I came ready, it's on me. My gang move like we the army. And my family's depending on me. So you can never take my life away. And I got what I need to survive. From 2-2-3 go da 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 da. Please don't hang if you're not down to ride. Nigga, I would take your life away.
Your man's told about you with him, that's some weird shit. And people talk behind my back, but I'm a weird bitch. A lot of niggas tell me, listen, I don't hear shit. I cut my shooter off cause he was on some scared shit. I got some paper to make, and no, I cannot wait. You tryna come, it's too late. You tryna fuck, it's too late. I'm fucking up all this cake. I'm pouring up with no chase. I'm about to roll me a fist. Brody serving the beast. Yeah, back in the building, they know I'm back for the killing. You know I hang with some villains, and they be robbing and stealing. I gotta get me a man, don't give a fuck about feelings. We here to lick them, we pillin'. We do this shit for the vision. Yeah, let that crazy go. Yeah, aim it at your soul. Yeah, you ain't even know, yeah. This is how I roll, yeah.
You know I came ready, it's on me. My gang move like we the army. And my family's depending on me. So you can never take my life away. And I got what I need to survive. From 2-2-3 go da 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 da. Please don't hang
if you not done the ride. Nigga, I would take your life for it.
All of my fucking songs, bro. Like, That man is smart. He touched hands on a plethora of artists, and at that given time frame, that record, that album, that something, that feature, that song hit Billboard 100. It hit the number one spot. It went platinum. I definitely would have Diddy on my shit. And he don't be rapping about nothing. He don't be talking about shit. But seeing that man at the concert, it was an instant classic. You know what I'm saying? 112, instant classic. Genuine with that the song he did with Loon and shit, instant classic. I think I'm just saying 112. I don't know, but they, you know, it's everything classic. A lot of classic songs. Stuff with Mary J. Blige, classic. So he's a smart fucking man, you know, and from being an entrepreneur, you know, back in the upcoming days in the 90s and that thing. Like, it's funny because his album, you know, we don't really listen to Diddy like that. Like, nigga, you're trash, but like his album and shit did numbers because he's just smart. The way he marketing things, market people, his own brand, people fuck with him. So if there's one feature that I would definitely have on my track, if I was a rapper, would be Diddy. Diddy fucking makes stars, bro, and it's up to them if they want to remain a star. Diddy makes stars, bro. Like, I'm definitely fucking with Diddy. I still rock with R. Kelly. Not only on the music tip. Only on the music tip. But I was riding home. I'm like, hey, Siri, play some R. Kelly. And then that song with Diddy and R. Kelly came on. I'm like, damn. I forgot that he did this whole goddamn track. Because usually we used to Loon Nez or Loon whatever the fuck you say it, that I Got Five on it. But I forgot that he made hold on, let me get the name for y'all real quick. Cause I got you know, it was a classic. Definitely a classic. It is called, what is it called? Satisfy You by Diddy and R. Kelly. And that shit is a classic. But, yeah, man, I would definitely fucking have Diddy on all my shit, bro. Like, Diddy that nigga. Even though he's very questionable with a lot of shit that he do. You know, there's a lot of gay shit said. You know, with Biggie's lyrics, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, there's a lot of gay stories, you know, but I don't really give a fuck if he's in the alphabet community. I would just fucking on the basis of everything you touch turns to fucking gold and up. So, shit. I'm going to need them in, my brother. But, yeah, man, those are my two unpopular opinions of Ice JJ Fish and his music, and then the fact that Shake Your Tail Feather, you know, the little girl getting down on the floor. Did he actually got some bars, bro, like, everything he said, you raw as hell, low key, if you really just, years later, listen to it, like, man, that was smart, that was cold. I know it was cold in my lifetime growing up listening to these songs and shit with Diddy on it. I know when he came out with The Saga Continues and that We Ain't, I think that was the name of it. Or Bad Boys for Life, that's what it was, I believe. But that whole song was fucking dope. And his line was fucking dope. That nigga say, don't worry if I write rhymes, I write checks. What? Boss move, boss line, boss status. That shit was cold as hell. Your average rapper don't even say shit like that. That was fucking cold, bro. Like, that lets you know how rich and how important you are. That you, nigga, you ain't got to write rhymes, I write checks. Like, what? It's always to be that person. You always want to be that person to write checks. You know how much you get paid? Can you think in your head the status and how powerful you are to be that person that writes, that shit is legit. I would love to get to the status of me writing people checks. I would love that shit. But then, you know, that would be my motto. That would be my entire motto of, you know, writing people shit and or paying people, you know, giving they money or whatever. Like, that would be my daily motivation. I don't have to write rhymes, I write checks. Like, that shit is fucking cold. Okay, well, nobody say, did you my nigga for that? Because that was fucking cold, bro. Oh, God. But, let me go ahead and get into some more tracks. A little rundown for those who are tuned in or tuning in or new to tuning in. OG Radio is all about playing the most new, hottest, and current or old underground artists of around Chicago and Chicagoland area and or anywhere around the world. We definitely shed light to their music. You know, link up with us. We'll get you on, get your interview, get your tracks played. If y'all know any artists out there, tell them to call in Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, between the hours of 9 to 11. Yeah, man, we play the hottest, you know, underground artists out here. I will always support underground artists because they are hungry. They you can tell they want it more. They music sounds better. If they had wrote a sad song, you hear the pain behind it versus, you know, that mainstream bullshit. So I definitely fucks with all underground artists. So, and then, you know, it's not even just underground also, because we also have stars that come through and we, you know, do interviews with. We got people who started from the bottom and then, you know, went up. So, like, we got some of their old shit and now they, you know, they blew up. So, definitely fucks with OG Radio. Y'all tune in with us. On Mondays is me, Podcast Monday. Tuesdays is Let's Talk Tuesday. Thursdays is Poetry Night. And Fridays is Freestyle Friday. It's me and two other co-hosts, Genesis and B-Tray. B-Tray is going to be out again another week. He will be back next Tuesday, everybody. Genesis is on every Thursday with me for Poetry Night. As always, dope. We cast out the winner, 25. But now I'm going to get into some tracks. And then, you know, by the time I come back, we can wrap this thing up, and I might have a third unpopular opinion. We shall see. Here is Maya Sofly.
I'm so fly. I put my best foot forward, cause I'm mistaken. My heart beats chasing, cause in my mind, can I really take it? But I got dedication. These broke niggas called really racing. Trying to get in the bag, the government is tracing. Smoking weed that the niggas lacing. You niggas trying to get a shell, I'm engaging. So what you really chasing? Stupid I'll kill you niggas through a people. You thought a bad bitch wouldn't see you. I make moves like a real dude. I'm too rude, they say. Why am I got such an attitude?
Never care.
Y'all just got me fucked up, but y'all lucked up. Cause this world is real fucked up. And I need to re-up and smoke all my tree up. Today's the day that y'all need to pray before this modern day D-Day. Now I'm finna switch the flow up from the flow up. Rip the shit that rich niggas pull up. Don't come for real unless you pay my bills, showing me thrills, or buying me meals, or giving me chills, and that's for real. And that goes to all you dusty niggas, that's so real. That's what your niggas lacking in, sex appeal. Looking in the mirror, I just saw your next meal.
My son, all you bitches is my son.
sons, y'all my clones, and now leave me alone. I'm on my Founders Day shit.
I just want to let y'all know, Maya be spitting some shit out here, y'all. Y'all got to check her out. Y'all got to check her out. We going to get her back on the show pretty soon. But back to the music.
Bitch wanna fuck with me. Keep calling my phone. What it is, tell me should I give you as a feeling, so in love that she wanna be committed, should've never ever kissed it in the kitchen, fuck the one, now she say she can't leave me alone, all these chains and she tugging on my hair bone, got my dress long, and this money long, got a feeling like she gotta keep calling my phone, no. Your bitch wanna fuck with me. Keep calling my phone. Your bitch, yeah, she all on me. She can't leave me alone. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. She keep calling, keep calling, keep calling. She keep calling my phone. Something about me that she can't leave me alone.
Yeah, she calling my phone. Pull up to home, made it to a badass, baby sound she moans, slow it down, do faster, told me to pussy mine, I ain't even had an answer, no my one of a kind, hit that shit all the time, it's just dick on their mind, I can lay them on their spine, legs up to the sky, and I gotta go by, my love's so Wi-Fi, my love's so Wi-Fi,
she keep calling me. Stalking me, I'm just ballin' B, like I wanna ring, I'm in her arteries, just call me Dr. C, then go fuck on her friend, ooh baby, part of me, love the way that she got it, but ain't into romance, the way she move her body, like she tryna slow dance, she riding on me, no hands, throw her all of these bands, put her under a trance, she stop calling her man.
Rick, and Thaddeus on the beat.
I got that juicy fruit. He wanna sip it through the straw. He wanna be my main nigga. Wanna eat it through the straw. It's been a second long now. Wanna pay all of my bills. I've been catching my ball main bag. Christian Lupin deal. Bad, bad bitch alert. We don't fucking, he not hungry. You may get that man a bit. He will spend his money on me. I'm that bitch. He a dog and we do not carry bones. Cause he only on your phone when I say that I ain't home. We some competition, bitch, that nigga cap. If they got you feeling pressure when you see me make it happen, I'm a boss type bitch, I get a check to cut him loose. When I'm done running his son, see me come running to you. I got the Maui Wowie, I got the how it do it. I got that Gucci Cushy, I got that brush of food. I got that super good, but it like it super bad. I got that super good, but it like it super bad. I got that Maui Wowie, I got the how it do it.
Yo, 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 everybody. This has been a smooth night. I was trying to get my key sweat on. It didn't work at all. But, you know, I've been having a lot of fun on OG Radio, especially when I got a fill-in, you know what I'm saying, and do the show by myself. It's always better to have my co-host with me. I'm definitely missing my homie B-Trey right now, you know what I'm saying? You know, he'll be back. You know, he'll be back next week. He'll be legit. But shout-out to B-Trey, shout-out to AK, shout-out to Genesis. You know, we got a strong team here every week. So tune in on Thursday on Poetry Night with me and Genesis from 9 o'clock to 10:30. We have a block of poets who call in, speak their truth, as Genesis would say it. And the winner gets a cash up of $25 on behalf of OG Radio. That's something new that we started. So, you know, it'll be great. I don't have too much to say. You know, just be kind, be courteous, be aware, stop with the bullshit, y'all. But I'm going to end this tonight on my little brother, Josiah Diamore, for the new single called Takeover. So everybody, I hope y'all enjoyed y'all. Lovely cold ass Tuesday night. Just stay safe out here, y'all. Have a good night, Radio Rail. Here on OG Radio.
Yeah. I just wanna take all of the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? I just wanna spoil you, baby. Just love and adore you, baby. Your fragrance, it drives me crazy. Fuck it, let's just have a baby. Just play. Cruising down the interstate. It don't matter, baby, pick a place. The world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. Baby, I just wanna take over the world with you. Fuck them other hoes, what they gon' do? Let me get this bag and just for you. Baby, I just wanna take over the world. Get you diamond pearls, shopping around the world. Baby, it don't matter, you my fucking queen. When we hit the scene, they know you belong to me. Baby, yeah, you fucking with a boss, man. Fuck the cost, you know I got the sauce. Baby, no one coming in between. It's just you and me, we always the winning team. Baby, shopping spree, pick it out, fuck a tag, yeah, it's all on me. Anything you want, you can get with it. Pop up on the jet, flying luxury. Bahamas, Dubai, Orlando, Paris, Balenciaga, Chanel, or some Gucci. Back to the crib, your hands all on me. You know how I like it when you watch it from me. All up in the bed, you